Bombers will be moving left to right. Bolivar will be moving right to left. Josh Fulcher, of course, in his seventh season in Mountain Home, fourth as the head coach, spent 3 years at the junior high, making previous stops in Timbo and Palestine Wheatley in his 15-year coaching career. Assisted by Brad Morris. Tip is up, won by Matt Jones. Tabor picks it up, and we're underway here in Branson. Gilbert has it. He'll get it across the timeline. Guarded by Hitchcock. Over to Crawford, into Jones. Jones will go to work. Left-hand layup, it's good! Matt Jones over his left shoulder gets it to go, and the Bombers have a quick 2-0 lead. Here's Bolivar now. Hitchcock over to Pock. Three-pointer on the way. Off the heel of the iron, won't go. Rebounded by Gilbert. Tipped away, was out of bounds. That three was from Hunter Berry, the only returning starter for this Bolivar ball club. He's one of three returning players, Dylan Roll, Cooper Hitchcock, and, of course, Hunter Berry. As the three-pointer's on the way, it's good by Kyle Pock, the 6'5 freshman. Certainly doesn't look like a freshman so far as they get it into Harris. Harris picks up his dribble, across to Gilbert. Bolivar turning up the pressure, little full-court man-to-man. Over to Crawford, screen from Tabor. Abe picks up his dribble to Matt Jones, top of the key to the right side, Wyatt Gilbert. He gets a screen from Jones. Gilbert driving, pulls up from the free throw line, off the front of the iron. Crawford gets the offensive rebound and tips it back and saves it to Wyatt Gilbert. Into Tabor from the free throw line, tried to get it to Crawford, but it was thrown away. Oliver with a quick 3-2 lead, first minute of this ball game. Berry with it. Over to Hitchcock. Back to Berry for three. Off the iron, won't go. It's an offensive rebound by Kyle Pock. As Jones was knocked down, Pock was wide open, was able to get the rebound and the putback. So he's got a quick 5 points. As Bolivar leads 5-2, Harris has it across the timeline. Bolivar all over the Bombers. Gilbert to his left, gets a screen from Jones. Picks up his dribble to Tabor, top of the key. Over to Crawford. Crawford, screen from Tabor. They leave him wide open. Crawford for three. Hits the top of the backboard. Rebounded by Bolivar. Here's Berry with it. Berry back to Pock. Over to Pollock. Now to Roll. Roll to his left. Now to his right. Picks up his dribble. Hunter Berry with it. Get it over to Pock. And there's a whistle, and we'll have 3 seconds called. I believe it'll be on Brody Pollock. 3 second violation gives the Bombers a ball. A full court pressure again by Bolivar. Full court man. They get it into Gilbert. Hitchcock called for the foul. He was all over Gilbert. It'd be his first foul. The one big thing, if you're a team that likes to put on full court man to man pressure like Bolivar does, you can accumulate fouls very, very quickly. So they get it into Gilbert. Gilbert walking it up. Over to Tabor on the right side. Back up top to Harris. Back to the left side is Gilbert. Gilbert driving with the left hand. He'll go try to put up a little layup. Tips it back. Missed it. Back to Harris. Over to Crawford. Crawford driving inside. Picks up his dribble. Tabor at the nailhead. Back to Harris. Harris screen from Jones. Jones has his man sealed. Now Jones is going to go to work. Puts his head down. Goes toward the rim. And it's blocked by Kyle Pock. 6'5 freshman's been all over the place for these Bolivar Liberators. Went out of bounds. Bombers will throw it in. Harris will be the trigger man. They give it to Gilbert. Gilbert on the right corner. Now to the right wing. Screen from Tabor. Now he'll go to the right side. Avoids the screen. Gilbert with the right hand. Good. Little Euro step to get around the defender. And Wyatt Gilbert has 2 points. As they get it ahead into Kyle Pock, and he gets another layup, quick 7 points. Kyle Pock, the freshman, making a big impact. Very unorthodox for a freshman to be starting in this area in high school basketball, but definitely see why as Gilbert gets it to Jones. Jones reverse layup, it's good. Great find from Wyatt Gilbert to get the ball to Matt Jones, and he hits a reverse layup. to cut the lead to one. Bolivar again swinging it from side to side. Berry guarded by Gilbert. Great defense by Gilbert. Berry to the opposite side to Pock. Pock puts up the three. It's good. Oh, my goodness. Kyle Pock. 10 points early on. As Gilbert has it now, he's met by a double team. Gilbert gets it to Tabor. Tabor throws it to Crawford, saves it out of bounds, back up top to Harris, to Jones, and now to Gilbert, who'll set something up. Gilbert gets a screen from Tabor. Tabor gets in the mid-range, into Matt Jones with the right hand, just over the rim. Matt Jones with 6 points. And once again, the Bombers cut the lead to two. Pock with it, driving to his left, over to Berry. Berry guarded by Gilbert, back to Pock. Obviously trying to get the ball through his hands, every trip down the floor. Pock, little shot fake into Matt Jones, and he's called for a foul. I believe that'll be Matt's second. Excuse me, that'll be Matt's first. So the 6'5 freshman Kyle Pock will be at the line shooting two. First one on the way, swishes that one. Josh Bowes and Cooper Bushy checking in for Bolivar. Bowes, a 6'5 sophomore, and Bushy, a 6-foot senior. A lot of young height on this Bolivar team. As Jake McGee will be ready to check in at the next stoppage. Second free throw is good. Kyle Pock, all of Bolivar's points so far. Jake McGee will check in, replacing Satch Harris. Satch Harris, a standout baseball prospect for the Mountain Home Bomber baseball team. McGee over to Crawford, back to McGee, a little full court pressure. Full court man, Jake, full court run and jump, excuse me. Crawford with it, picks up his dribble on the left wing, to the left corner, Gilbert. Wyatt gets a screen from Matt, and we have a whistle and an illegal screen. Or not illegal screen, an offensive foul is called on Matt Jones. That'll be his second foul. That's very impactful for these Bombers. So Matt Jones will take a seat for a little bit as Satch Harris gets a quick little breather and comes back in. 12-8 our score, Bolivar on top, 3:18 remaining here in this first period in the battle for the border up in Branson. As we have an offensive foul, illegal screen on Kyle Pock. That sent Wyatt Gilbert into the first row. His first foul, team second, both teams at two fouls. The Bombers will get in front of the bench. Josh Fulcher sends in directions. Gilbert has it. The rest of the team clears out so Gilbert can go to work. Gilbert being guarded heavily by Hitchcock. Gilbert working to his right, gives it to Harris. Back to Crawford, between the circles. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert driving inside, tries to get it off the window, won't go. Rebounded by Pock. Pock's been all over the place. Pock's going to pull up for three. Rims it out. Jake McGee the rebound. McGee back to Gilbert. Still full court pressure by the Liberators. Gilbert working. Meets Harris off a screen. Now between the circles just in front of the Branson logo is Crawford. Crawford throws it away. Bolivar down the way. And Crawford is called for the foul. Hunter Berry came up with the steal. Crawford's first foul. Team's third, as Hunter Berry will be at the line shooting two. First one on the way. Rattled around, wouldn't go. Josh Francisco will check in for Bolivar. 6'1 senior. Second one by Berry, also off the back of the rim. Tabor the rebound. Ahead to Crawford, now to McGee. McGee will just walk it up. McGee driving ahead to the right side. Behind his back now to the left side. Is it to Harris on a handoff? Harris picks up his dribble now to Gilbert. Inside the three-point line, now outside the three-point line. Gilbert driving inside, a lot of pressure on him. Tries to find Jake McGee on a cut. Was tipped away. Bolivar comes up with it. Berry running ahead, lost the handle of it, went to the spin move, lost it out of bounds. Bombers will have it back. We're just a second under 2 minutes remaining in this first session. McGee will trigger it in. Into Gilbert. Gilbert working on Barry. Gilbert now on top of the Branson logo. To Harris on the right side. Up top to Abe. Back to Wyatt on the left side. Jake McGee to the top. To the right side, Abe Crawford. Crawford driving to his left. May get away with an extra step, but he's fouled. As he was fouled by Josh Francisco, that's his first. Third of the quarter. Abe Crawford will shoot a pair of free throws. First one off the left side of the rim. Liam Russell will check in for the Bombers now. And in for Bolivar, Dylan Roll. Liam Russell, the 6'5 senior. Second free throw for Crawford. Barely grazes the rim on the left side. Missed them both. They get it up top to Barry. Bolivar with it now. To Bushy. Back to Francisco. Over to Barry on the left side. Gets a screen from Bushy. They swing it to the right side. Couple ball reversals for Bolivar. Inside to Bowes. And he was fouled. Josh Fulcher not pleased with that call. Fouls on 44, Liam Russell, his first, team's fourth of the quarter. Adam Sorrell ready to check in the next break. First free throw on the way, in and out. As Bowes misses his first one. Oliver 2-for-4 from the free throw line so far. Second one is good. So that makes it 13-8 Bolivar with a minute remaining. Gilbert working now. Cross half court. To the left side, now to McGee. McGee hands it off to Sorrell. To Gilbert. Shows it inside, and it's an offensive foul. The layup was good, but it was wiped away for the offensive foul beyond Wyatt Gilbert. Team's fifth, his first. Just under a minute remaining now. 56 seconds left in the first quarter. Action's kind of slowed down a little bit. They get it across the timeline now to the logo. To Rowell. Rowell. To Bushy, back to Rowell, flare screen three on the way, it's good. Dylan Rowell cans the triple, and now it's 16-8 in favor of Bolivar, as McGee tried to get it ahead to Harris, but it was tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bolivar, so the Bombers will have it on the side. Hunter Berry will check back in for Bolivar. McGee gets it to Harris, 30 seconds remaining. To Sorrell on the right wing. Now drives to his right, hand off to McGee. Now driving to his left. Gilbert for three, good! Wyatt Gilbert from downtown. He's got 5 points, and the lead is cut to five. Bolivar will hold for the final shot. 10 seconds, down to eight, down to six. They swing it over. They kick it back to Barry. Barry for three at the buzzer. Won't go, and that'll do it for the quarter. So what started to be a fast-paced game for both sides kind of slowed down a little bit. Bolivar on top, 16-11 over the Bombers. We're going to take a short little break, come back, bring you the second quarter. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.